This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Let me just say, the rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. Still here. You miss me?
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. Right, we gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Man, it has been a long time. It's been a very, very long time. And I apologize. I caught myself taking a break. And I never put any sort of time limit on that break. And that's just a recipe for disaster. So it's been, you know, lemony snickets. It's been health issues. It's been general procrastination, technical problems, all kinds of things that have kept me away. But I'm back. And so, if you don't know me, I'm your boy, J.D. Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And this is the What Is TWS podcast. We're trying something new. Look at me. I'm actually allowing myself to be sane. This is weird. This is really weird. One, because I'm using a webcam. Like, this is plan B. I did this whole video thing like last week with the homies and everything. I had everything set up and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not an audio engineer and shit went left. So like, this is plan B. Redoing that. And hope y'all dig the sign. Quite proud of it. But yeah, man, I'm trying new things. If you're not growing, you're dying. So I don't know. I'm trying. I'm out here. I'm trying to be more personable. Get to know the people. Have you get to know me? That's what we're trying to do. If you're new here, welcome. You know, if you just now becoming aware of this podcast, because I guess I posted this on YouTube. Who knows what I'm gonna do with it? But if you're new here, this is your first show. Welcome. If you're wondering what is TWS, it's a good question. I'm sure I answered it somewhere in the 234 episodes prior to this one. So in an attempt to get my plays up, if you want to go check out any of those to find out, I welcome you to do so. It's a long explanation, so we're not going to do that today. Man, I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with this. What I'm sipping on tonight is, let's see, this is Hop Tea. This is the Sprucey one, Spruce Tips. This has been my current favorite. These Hop Lark Hop Teas are like my new favorite beverage. I know it's not helping my cause anymore of solidifying my blackness, but I do enjoy my tea. And this has hops in it. So it has like a craft beer sort of taste. But absolutely no fermentation, so no alcohol, no sugar, no calories. It's just good. And these Spruce Tips gives it like a minty sort of, I don't know. That's the best I could come up with in terms of flavor notes. It don't sound like it worked, but it does. I'm trying to get them to cut the check. That's why I'm talking about them so much. But yeah, hop tea. I really enjoy it. Got a little subscription right now. I got a couple different flavors to get delivered every couple weeks. And I keep you posted if I find anything new. I think the Spruce Tips is seasonal, so you know, you might want to check it out while you still got a chance. I wouldn't sell you something that's some bullshit. I really wouldn't. I might, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. And I didn't put out the podcast with the video and the bad audio because it wasn't up to my standards. So I do respect you guys as an audience. I love you. Did I say it this week? I don't think I said it. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I greatly appreciate it. I really do that. I really do that. Yeah, I guess, whatever. Grammar Nazis eat me up. Let's see. Man, as you can see, below the What Is TWS neon sign is the Chef Elise. There we go. The Chef Elise Wall of Excellence or whatever. You know, that's her drawings. If you're not aware by now, this is a very multi-purpose room. This is my office, studio, chill spot, and my daughter's bedroom when she's here every other weekend. Everything in my life has to multitask. I'm not a single father. I'm a black dad trying to ball on a budget. So, you know, if you enter my life, you got to play multiple roles. This room does that. And I love it in here. I was worried about how she was going to feel about having a neon sign in her room. Not that I keep it on like all the time, but she noticed it and she has got a little remote and it can do stuff. And it was just a big old toy to her. It's like a nightlight to her. I think she likes it's a cool ass nightlight to her. So it worked out. It really worked out. But speaking of Chef Elise,
out of Pepe,
let's go ahead and do the Chef Elise update because I got a lot to update you on. It's been a minute since we talked. Had a couple visits, quite a few visits. And I want to say the overarching theme of the time I've spent with my daughter for the last month has been I sort of kind of can't stand this little girl. Like, she's really, you get to see these people develop little personalities. And her personality, I don't know how I feel about it yet. Like, she pushes me to the edge of what the fuck is wrong with you? And then it's like she does something cute or endearing, or she, you know, she, I don't know. I do think she has like that just innate woman sensibility. Like, she knows how to make dad. Like, she knows how to get me. She knows how to get me. She knows how to pull my strings. And yeah, she always goes right up to the edge of like, little girl, if you don't, you know, like for me getting out of character, and then she does something to like pull me back in. It started off rough, like this weekend. So I pick her up from school and we do the usual, you know, riding home, talking about how school went. I'm trying to get caught up. You know, I don't always know what's going on. And she almost like got me off my principles for a moment, because I'm really on this kick of like not giving energy to the stuff I don't like. And so, and usually, you know, when she does something I don't like, it's real easy for me to just ignore it and then, you know, wait for my opportunity to promote behavior that I do like. But this time was a little extreme. We're talking about school and she's telling me that she's learned all her sight words. She's the only kid in school, only kid in her class that knows all the sight words up until the first grade words. It's a little braggadocious. I wasn't happy about it, but you know, she's telling me her accomplishments. So it's cool. And she asked me if she was an A+ student. I said, yeah, you know, it sounds like you're an A+ student. And she said, that's my nickname in class, A+ student. I was like, ah, cool being. And she's like, you want to know my other nickname? I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, I want to know everything about you. What's your other nickname? And she goes, and she did a little like shoulder joint, but she was like, hottie. Like, oh, no. We're not doing this. We're not Meg Thee Stallion at 6. And so yeah, she caught me like, it caught me so off guard. I'm normally not like ready to show my displeasure towards something because I think that's going to push her to it. But I was like, hey, whoa, you know, like, nah, cut that all the way off. And yeah, she almost got, I had to like change the subject because I'm not ready. She's 6. Like, I got to deal with the Meg Thee Stallion and the hottie at 6. Like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And then my dad principles got tested even further. I'm first time through this process. I'm trying to learn how to do these dad things. Hold up. But we playing games and stuff. And so she's learned how to play Uno. So we sat down to play some Uno. And first off, let me say, stop fucking with stuff. Like, stop messing with things that was already cool and good. Like, just stop doing it. I notice now with Uno that it's a classic game. It's been good for years. We all know the cards. Now they got these new cards. They got like make your own rules wild cards and stuff like that. And it's like, nah, man, you know, chill. We don't need no new wild cards. We don't need no new Mountain Dew flavors. Like, we don't stop fucking with things. Leave them be. Leave them fucking be. But we playing Uno, and she's pretty good at it. You know, she gave me a run for my money on some Uno, and we playing. And I get a hand that I didn't know how to handle. I got like three draw fours, like a wild, a reverse or whatever, and it's like she's in the space. Like it was a weird dichotomy of how I was feeling. Like that. I think I used dichotomy completely wrong, but we gonna let it roll. Cause she's an asshole when she wins. Like she really is. Like she'll just be like in your face. Like she got a little saying too. I can't remember it, but like she got a little whole thing that she goes through when she wins. And it's not like you wanna, you know what I'm saying? Like you six, I'm 40. Do you know how I could destroy you in anything if I just didn't care about you for a moment? But so I got this hand and it's like, here's my opportunity to just be like, shut the fuck up forever about Uno, because, you know, dad is dad. But then at the same time, like, you don't want to kill her confidence. And then that was just a hand that was crazy. Like, it was no way to play that without destroying her. I asked y'all about it, and y'all are evil. I got stuff like sweep the leg, you know, like, she got to learn. They going to learn today. Like, y'all are some fucked up people. She had a Be Kind shirt on and everything, and people were still just like, hey. Life lessons, like, god damn, you know. But really, you know, with a hand like that, there's no skill in winning. The skill comes in finding a way to lose. And I'm very proud of myself because I was able to maneuver through that hand and lose and kind of calm her down on the assholishness. But, you know, she was great. So the shit was building. The shit was really building. Then we played 1-2 switch. I tried to get her into the switch when she first started coming over here, and she, you know, I think she lost on like the first game, and that was it. Like, I don't like this because I lost. Now she wants to play. And the funny thing is, they got this game on 1-2 switch called Runway. And so I figured this is the easiest thing in the world for me to lose. Like, you know, you're supposed to, I guess it's tracking how you switch your hips or whatever, and you gotta make poses and stuff at the end. It's like, I don't do no hip movement when I walk, and I can't fake some dumbass poses or whatever. So I should be able to lose this easy. Now they got me questioning myself. So I am trying to lose, and I'm still beating her in the runway thing. Like, I don't know. I'm not moving my hips. I promise you I'm not. I don't understand what it is that they tracking. I have tried to walk every different kind of way I can think to walk. I know my poses are weak. And it's, you know, you don't want to beat your little girl in a runway competition, but I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I'm trying not to win. Like, she every once in a while gets me, and as soon as she wins one, I'm just like, all right, next one. Like, we got to move to the next thing because I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to. That's not one I want to walk away with a win on. Like, she can be as holeless as she wants to about beating me in runway, and that seems to be the thing that's the hardest for me to lose. And I'm trying, and it's killing me. But all that aside, like, things really came to a head when we took a trip to get her soccer gear. So, you know, she's gonna be playing soccer, and dad decided, I'm gonna take her out. I'm gonna get her all outfitted. I'm gonna get her, you know, her cleats, her, I don't know what the fuck else I had to get her, but cleats, socks, a ball, stuff like that. And this has been taking her to that sporting goods store to get her outfitted for soccer. It was probably the most stressful dad experience I had since being at the birth. Like, when I grew up, you went to a shoe store. It was a person there. They took the kid. They sat him down, you know, measured their feet, pointed you to the area where the shoes that they could fit were at, waited for you to point to something. They went to go get it in their size, and then you just paid for it. There wasn't nobody there to help. They just had the little foot measuring things just thrown all over the floor. I'm trying to measure her foot. She's trying to run everywhere. I'm digging through boxes. Then kids' shoe sizes are retarded because they go from 1 to 13 and then back to 1. Why would you do some dumb shit like that? And so now I'm trying to find, and she's between a 13 and a 1. And fucking, And then she somehow thought we were going to play soccer that day. And when she found out that wasn't happening, she like shut down on me. And I'm just like, little girl, like, you understand the amount of money I'm spending right now to get you prepared for soccer? Because I want you to have nice equipment and be out there and, you know, and be presentable and have fun and do this thing. And you shutting down on me about a misunderstanding. You're going to play soccer eventually, just not today. And I'm getting you the stuff you need in order to do it. Like I'm really at, like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know? And we made it through all of that. And then finally, this was the other kicker. My daughter loves pink. And so anything you buy, if there's a pink option, she wants the pink option. I got pink cleats. I got pink socks. I got a pink soccer bag. The other stuff that I didn't get in pink is because they didn't have it. I needed to get her a water bottle. And unfortunately for me, the first pink water bottle we saw was a Yeti. And I'm scouring the store for any other water bottle close to the color pink. So I don't have to buy this Yeti water bottle for a 6-year-old who's going to lose it. And then I'm going to feel like losing it myself when she loses it. But I had to get her this damn Yeti water bottle because it was pink. And that's my little girl, and I love her. So that's what you do for people that you love, I guess. But yes, I was done with her. I was really done with her. And I brought her home, gave her a grilled cheese sandwich, which she only ate half of because the other half was too brown. Dad, I don't know. I didn't burn it. It wasn't burnt. It just wasn't golden brown like the videos that she watches. Something retarded like that. But finally, there was a cool dad moment. Like right as we got to the edge of, I can't wait for your mother to come get you because I don't want to talk to you no more. She just out of nowhere is just like, Dad, can we have some tea and crackers on the balcony and we can sit and read books and hang out? And I was, the fuck? Who are you? Like, where did this come from? Of course we can have tea and crackers. You know, I'm going to get some strawberries. And we went up on the balcony and we had a really good daddy-daughter night. She wanted to look at the stars, which unfortunately, there just was no stars out that night. I don't know. It's normally stars up there, but it wasn't. But we sat on the roof and had some tea. I was trying to get her. I got the mango chamomile, hoping that would like make bedtime a little easier. But she ain't drink the tea. But she did, you know, she made Dad feel good. Like, Dad's a tea drinker. And she asked to drink tea and crackers and she, you know, pinky up type shit. And that's what we did in her last night before she went back home. So then she got right up to the edge of, I don't know who fathered you, but it ain't me, because you, something wrong with your little girl too. That's my baby, like, you know. So that's what we did. But that's your chef release report.
Out of Pepe.
A lot to catch up on. Normally not that long, but here we go. Now, as far as me and just topics for this episode, I don't have a lot. Like, I really am just trying to do, like, I've been trying to, like, get myself in a space where I could do this video, you know, podcast for weeks now. Like, I don't want to be on camera. This is all like new to me in terms of making this stuff work. And I don't know. Like, here we are. I'm doing it. But yeah, you know, I guess this is a tough time of year for me. It's a weird time of year for me because for some reason, always around this time of year, like, I get real big into reminiscing about my fake ass rap career. So, like, I've been listening to a lot of old tracks. I'm like just going off into the 40-year-old, used to be a rapper, washed up rapper mode. I'm just like, man, these kids don't know about bars. These are bars, nigga, bars. Like, I was nice though. I really was. But I got that going on. And then, you know, there's also a lot because I am very close to 3 years of sobriety. That'll be the 15th. the day after Valentine's Day. The 15th is also the anniversary of the day I attempted suicide. Like, that was, I tried to drink myself to death. And the 15th was the first day that I am conscious of where I wasn't drinking. And it was pretty much because I couldn't, like, all everything was fucked up. And so I couldn't even swallow. I couldn't even drink water. But that was the day I stopped drinking, and I haven't had a drink since that day. But it's a lot to unpack. This is the same time of year my ex-wife got remarried, and I kind of found out about that at the last minute. It's a weird time of year for me, and especially with like this pandemic and everything. And I think I'm going into the office like twice a week. So it's a lot of isolation. It's a lot of weird feelings. My health hasn't been the greatest. And so I've been almost in the same situation I was in, you know, during that time where I was contemplating suicide, where I was alone and wasn't feeling well, mostly because of the way I was treating my body. But now, you know, I'm alone. I'm not feeling well. And it's like almost like a little PTSD. It's a weird time of year, and I need this podcast. Like, I realized how important you guys are to like my mental health. This gives me a lot to focus on, like just producing this thing. I'm trying to up the production value and do some cool stuff. You see, I think I put the lower thirds in there today. I've been trying to press this button on the low. There we go. What did I say? Plural Black Dad, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, I'm trying to up the production value and you know, setting this up and purchasing the equipment and stuff, coming up with, you know, a show or something to talk about every week. It's a huge distraction. It's a huge distraction from stuff. And it's a crazy time. Like, it's like you wake up every day and there's always something to be outraged about and always something to be angry about and always something to be afraid of, or you know, I'm constantly trying to like check my ego because there's so much stupidity that I want to fight, and don't want to leave things unopposed. But I don't know. But this show keeps me busy, keeps me out of a lot of that. And I hope it's entertaining in some way, relatable in some way. I hope this show could somehow be a distraction for some of you, because this is a fucking crazy time. So like I say, I'm normally addressing like addicts and people with mental health issues when I say, you know, reach out to your people and stay connected. But for everybody, like I was just talking to my mom before I started recording this, and I was running down like just a list of shit in terms of, you know, what I'm seeing in the media and what I'm seeing, you know, politically and you know, racial stuff and the pandemic. And I was like, and in all of that, on top of anything else you got going on, you know, with all of that shit happening that you got to hear about every day, you still got to be your mom or dad or husband or wife, or you got to be an employee and a friend and take care of yourself. You know, you still got all your shit to do with all of this just nonsense, you know, buzzing around you. So let's stay connected. Let's have fun. Let's talk shit. Drink some hop tea. The sprucey one. I don't think that I have successfully got this logo in the camera once during this episode, because I'm trying not to. Shit is stupid. Like, the camera is up here, the monitor is down here, and I can see myself right there, and I'm trying not to look there and look there, but then I can't see what it's. You know, you don't care. Why am I talking about it? Let's do our normal calls to action. I just want to shout out my homie Zaya Fitness. He came through for the Plan A show for this that I don't know what's going to happen to. We did do a second recording, which I think is more successful, about Valentine's Day. And so I'm going to try to get that out in time for that. So you'll see that I actually know the dude. He's a cool dude. And that's my homie. Chad was there as well, my other homie. But that's coming. But yeah, Zaya Fitness, you can find him on his website, livealphafitness.com. That's LIV alphafitness www.nutritionmagazine.com. He can get you straight with your nutrition and fitness goals. So holla at Isaiah Fitness, livealphafitness.com. And then, you know, if you're trying to be fly like me, I don't sell neon signs, but I got mad shirts. I'm trying to move this mic, whatever. Got mad shirts. If you want the just ass shirts or what is TWS shirts, I got the blanket behind me. I got all kinds of stuff. Hit up the whatistws.com store. It's still hoodie season. So coupon code hoodie season, HOODIESZN. We'll get you 20% off your order. Help me take Chef Elise to Disney World if I like her a week from now. We'll see, or whenever that happens. But that's all I got. I appreciate y'all. Y'all let me know what you think it is. You know what we can do. If you want to come sit on the couch and be a guest on the show, hit me up. We can do it virtually too. You don't got to sit on the couch. But yeah, I don't know. How's the lighting? I feel I got on the anti-shine moisturizer or whatever, but I still feel shiny. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying though. I'm trying. Trying shit don't work. You know, that's what we do. But until we speak again, y'all be easy, be safe, be the light. No copyrighted music for this episode. But if you got music and you want me to play it, send it to me. I'll definitely do it. But know this if you know nothing else. I love you. Holla.